Agencies continue to struggle to find a good model to ensure their employees have access to only the information they are supposed to. But at least one agency is close to answering this long-standing challenge. The Air Force is launching a pilot to test role-based authentication. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here with details on how agencies are dealing with a new set of computer network challenges. What did you learn, Jason, around the Air Force pilot program about data security?
What the Air Force is really trying to do is take an enterprise security approach that's really based on the employee's roles and responsibilities. So if Francis Rose is allowed to see data X and Jason Miller is allowed to see data Y, Francis shouldn't see Y and Jason shouldn't see X.
Yeah,
and
I probably shouldn't see any of it.
Well, you need that type of definitions in the system. Now, Frank Konechny is the Air Force's chief technology officer. He says as agencies move to what they call web services approach to networks, where applications basically place a call to a database and pulls data back to the user, the need to authenticate that user is actually growing. Now, I caught up with Konechny about this pilot program after he spoke yesterday at the Brocade Federal Forum in Washington.
The pilot we started about a year ago right now, and we have a system integrator actually doing it. We're actually in testing right now in a MilCloud environment that we're trying to actually connect a real app to it right now to validate it. It's based on attributes for each individual, and in the sense that as soon as the person's attributes would change, their role changes, and we automatically authenticate or provide authentication for particular access to data or particular systems right now. And so as we progress down the path, what you're going to see is that all new systems are going to have this type of authorization access control added to them, because we need to get to the point where we actually are defending the data. That's really one of the big rocks in GIE is identity management, and we want to make sure that that's one of the ones that we're working on right now. And we've actually pushed this into the GIE framework as one of the frameworks that they should consider for identity management in GIE.
And this is different, obviously, than the Common Access Card. This will include the CAC, but this is above and beyond that, correct?
Right. The CAC is for authentication as to who you are. This system authorizes you to actually get to the data. So that's the big difference between the two.
And then going forward, what's the pilot's underway? You're about to test for on a specific app. Where do you see this going? Are we 10 months away? Are we a year away? Are we longer from rolling this out to more and more apps?
We're probably only about half a year away. So we're trying to get it into production mode probably at the beginning of next year. And as we progress, we're requiring all apps to go there. So right now we're looking at compatibility of new apps to actually work with it when it becomes production-wise.
So far, as you've gone through the pilot a little bit, and I know you mentioned that you're just about to test it out, has there been any specific challenges that you can talk to as it relates to maybe where other agencies can say, oh, we would have that same challenge, or that's something we need to keep in mind as we're looking at this role-based authentication type of technology?
As we actually talk to the other components and get some use cases from them, we find that when we go to a tactical environment, because you really can't connect to the centralized location for information. So there has to be a way of moving it out, keeping it updated as a tactical environment, be a SATCOM or something, or actually having them run by themselves and have some administration rights at that point in time.
Is the reason why you guys are doing this is partly because of the cybersecurity issues, but is this just a part of the growth of network security that you're seeing over the next year or so?
It's really a change to data security. I mean, we've seen network security work, and we still have network security, but we're trying to guard the data more than anything now, because that's what the bad guys actually want to get at. They want to exfiltrate it or change it, and that's the real threat vector that we're up against right now.
Because obviously the idea is you can do your best to keep people outside the network, but that is always changing. There's always new threats. So it's just that change of viewpoint of saying, can we keep the data secure, and what data needs more security than less security? Is that, do you think, a change of mindset, not just the Air Force, but maybe across DOD?
Yeah, it's really across DOD. Everybody has that same problem right now and how they're going to guard the data. So I think that you're going to see more systems, or at least some framework of integrated system actually being used.
Are you in communications with other services, whether Army or DISA or somebody who's working with you on this? Or are you guys doing kind of a pilot on your own and then you'll share best practices?
We've been sharing the pilot with everybody. Actually, we're trying to test it in MilCloud, which is the DISA GIA offering. And also we're going to probably test it in the test CDC that this is establishing. Although the services know about this, we've actually pushed this into GIE as a framework in which to proceed. So, yes, we've gotten inputs from all the services, and we'll continue to do so, especially since we have special use cases that they have.
Now, you heard Kanech. Can you talk about this? How this role-based authentication relates to the JIE? He said that a couple times, that JIE is the Joint Information Environment, which is that umbrella term to address standards, consolidation, and really information sharing across all of the military services and agencies. Konechki says part of the reason for the bigger focus on data security comes from how computer networks actually are morphing to include, at least for the Air Force, airplanes, satellites, and even drones. He says the Air Force wants to get to a single unified network that needs to be managed as an entity. Now, Konechny says that the JIE framework, network management, it all comes back to the applications because that's where the mission gets done.
Where at the base, you can have mission essential applications only, and they are connected via network to the base so that if the major communication goes out into the JIE WAN, if you will, that the base can still operate. Base operations for the Air Force is like the Air Operations Center. So this is where they communicate accordingly with the airplanes and everything else. So this network is much larger than you think it is, even though we say it's just sitting on the base. It's an extension of the base into the real atmosphere out there, into whatever it goes. Also, you have to think of it in terms of the drone sending information back. We have lots of ISR videos coming in, petabytes of data per second. So that's part of the network. And how does that be affected by anything that we do?
Now, Konechny says that the Air Force also has to consider both cyber and kinetic attacks against data centers and what that would do to their network as well. So it's all about the network, the changing view of the network.
What are other challenges that agencies have to deal with as the makeup of the computer networks change, cloud and mobility and so on?
Absolutely. I think the Air Force is not alone in that changing view. Let me give you an example. At the Federal Communications Commission, the amount of data and comments that it receives has been growing over the last few years. John Skodarlik is this deputy CIO at the FCC. He says the commission recently implemented a virtual desktop initiative, VDI as it's known, and put it to the test during the recent Africa summit in Washington.
Some of the events were held at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel, which is just on the backside of our facility. So probably like a lot of other folks, the leadership made a decision that if people wanted to take leave on Tuesday or telework, that that would be a really good time to do it. Our volume coming in to the network from outside, from our internal customers, quintupled from what we're normally seeing. And I can tell you how well the network was performing, and I was actually at work that day because I'm a glutton for punishment. So I was kind of the on-scene guy when we started having questions about how's everything going. And the truth is that the network held up. You know, we were monitoring it very carefully, and utilization rates, which, you know, are normally considerably lower, were much higher up on the continuum.
Now, Skodlarik says that the FCC received more than a million comments on its open internet and net neutrality proposed rule recently, and during that influx of data, the network also held up as well. Now, the Postal Service, like the Air Force, is also trying to get a handle on its huge network and put it under better control. John Edgar is the vice president of IT for the Postal Service. He says USPS has 35,000 physical endpoints around the country, making that network a really much of a hybrid environment. Edgar says moving the network to the cloud creates both opportunities and challenges.
The whole pattern of how you allow people to access those applications in the different environments changes, and the networking requirements that go along with that change, and initially makes it much more complex, but the goal is to try to simplify it and make things easier for everybody to use and to get the service they need.
Now, USPS is currently implementing cloud systems using both Salesforce and ServiceNow. Edgar says the Postal Service's focus is to expand to meet the customer's needs. Now in the future, he says we hope to be able to use data to do data analytics and be more, if you will, predictive of what the needs will be instead of always so reactive. And I think that's one big thing he sees around the cloud and the changing network structure and infrastructure that includes.
Mm-hmm. You have more on federalnewsradio.com.
Correct. And more tomorrow morning with Tom and Emily on the Federal Drive.
It's Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller.